Punters and dribblers, as always, we're brought to you by the greatest multivitamin ever conceived by man, Good Day. Now, the reviews continue to flow in thick and fast.
Have you got that one from the other day?
Yeah, can I read it out?
Yeah, read it out.
It's so good. It's actually fucking unbelievable. What has been really nice, Tom and I were reflecting on this the other day, is just how much people are finding it
beneficial to their
massively
life.
Beneficial to their life. I know that at the start there would have been a lot of cynics out there going, these cunts are full of shit, they don't know what they're doing, and you couldn't be more wrong, which just brings joy to my little heart and my little soul. Now I want to get up this absolutely elite review,
and we do appreciate the reviews, obviously. Look, it's like the feedback is positive, so that's good. But just being able to hear how it's helping you and the different ways you're seeing benefits helps us know, I guess, the most tangible. Cause there's like tangible benefits and there's intangible ones, like energy, for example. You can feel an improvement in your daily energy, whereas then there's like nutritional benefits like liver health or your fucking immunity generally being boosted. Those are ones where you don't really notice that until maybe you're on it for a while, and you say you've got two young children in daycare who come home sick as fuck, and then you just don't seem to be getting sick where you used to get sick.
Life-changing. 5 stars. Big fan of Hello Sports, so my viewers are always going to be biased. I actually bought it for my wife. Didn't mention who it was by and just let her see how it went for her. Mum of 3 kids and runs her own busy business while I also work 7 on 7 off away. After 3 days, she was hooked. Improved late in the day fatigue and mood. Come day 7, she had forgot to take her Good Day. Her mother was visiting and said the wrong thing and she snapped. Instantly says, I'm sorry, I haven't had my Good Day. Next thing, the mum-in-law is now tasting it and they're walking around the house like they both just discovered fire and were the only ones to know about it. Good result. Even got some alone time with the added less fatigue. With her, not her mum. That would be weird. But a look into the future, I suppose. So it's out there working its ass off, which is fucking terrific. There are downsides to being the fastest selling multivitamin of all time.
Yeah.
And that's that in the last month in particular, sales have just gone fucking through the roof,
which we love.
Tripled, I think, Tom. So we basically got caught with our pants down a little bit and not enough stock on hand.
Yeah, pants down, cold, little doodles.
It won't happen again. That's a Hello Sport promise. However, we are likely to sell out in the next probably 4 or 5 days, roughly. We will have stock for those with subscriptions.
Yep.
So you will never miss out. If you're a subscriber, you're good. If you are a new subscriber as of when we sell out, or you're a new customer, you won't be able to purchase. Well, you can purchase it, but it won't arrive for about 3 weeks.
Yes. So from here, if you start subscribing, you basically just locking it in so that when it lands, then you're good to go and you're straight back on the train.
So you'll know, Punters and Dribblers, we'll do a bit of a thing on the Instagram when we do a sellout, and you'll notice on the website it'll flick from buy now to pre-order.
Yeah.
So that'll be the difference.
Listen, it's not ideal, but it also really just means that it's been successful beyond our wildest imagination, and you just couldn't have planned for it to go as well so quickly. So we're fucking horny for that. We got more as soon as we financially could, we fucking ordered more. And it's just the way that it goes, the production, again, when you're getting primo quality shit, it takes time.
And it's got to be tested multiple times. There's a bit of a process. We've sped it up as much as we can. It is what it is, punters and dribblers. Bear with us. So we'll let you know when it sells out. But again, it'll be sometime this week. Again, and subscribers,
dude,
you're all good.
It's funny.
You're all good.
We've been looking at it going, geez, we might have a couple of days here where we don't have any. We'll see. But, you know, we should be all right. And then just each day it keeps growing. And there's like, obviously you're fucking pumped for that. But then you go, oh, shit, it might actually be a little bit more. Maybe it's going to be a week where we won't have any. And you're like, oh, fuck, maybe it's going to be 2 weeks. Then on the weekend, Eddie's like, it could sell out within days. I'm like, oh, my God. God, fuck. Yes, great. Thank you all. But also, fuck.
Yep. So subscribers, you're good. We'll let you know when it sells out, and fucking good on you.
Get the fucking pre-order in though. It's clearly good shit. You don't want to miss it. Just become a subscriber and then you're fucking good to go.
BeGoodHealth.com.au, code Dribblers for 20% off.
You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
What are you drinking?
Tequila.
Save it for Friday.
Hey, do what you want. I'm just...
We got a big weekend in Melbourne.
True. Booze. Yeah. Is it a big boozy week? Oh, because yeah. What did you say you were doing for Ralph Lauren?
Yeah, going to the tennis on the Tuesday.
For them. Them, with them.
Yeah. Like apparently it's me, Millie, the inspired unemployed, potentially Whipper, Tim, and like two others. So like who's good Tim? Crew. Tim, guy who does Worthless Twink. That meme page?
No, I don't know. Get up, Worthless Twink. There's a guy that I saw on Instagram the other day who I'd be shocked if he doesn't have some sort of radio background. Like, he was a street team. But he's called, like, 100% That Tim or some shit, or, like, 100%.
Oh, yeah, he used to work at Nova.
Of course he did. He's fucking hilarious.
He's so good.
He's hilarious.
Like, every character he does is phenomenal.
Yeah.
He's so good.
And it's always, like, you know, me in 2007 listening to like Evanescence or some shit, and he's
it's like exactly what you'd imagine.
Yeah, that should be a bit of fun.
It'll be a big old weekend.
When did you start? Well, can you bring 10-day date, man?
To the tennis?
Yeah. See, have you got like a plus one or no?
No plus ones. Sucked to in. Ralph Lauren.
Listen, I know you like him, but like not there yet. You don't want him to come and like ruin bring a good him to time.
No, can't be doing that.
No. I wouldn't bring my wife.
That's
is this
Tim.
You? Is he an AFL player?
No. He just loves the Swans. I think he does some like sponsor stuff with them.
Tim Abbott. What does he do?
A meme page guy.
Fucking oath. How good. When do you reckon you started getting like pounded with come to these cool things?
I don't know. It depends. Because some of the, I've had some really cool ones. Like the AFL with Toyota was unreal.
Yeah.
And then like that Swans thing we did where they took us through everything. We got to like kick the ball around with some Swans players. Yeah. Obviously the tennis with Ralph Lauren will be amazing. But some of them I'm like.
Well, that's what I mean though, right? Because some things you get asked to and it's like, this isn't as like cool as you may have thought.
Some of them I'm like. I happen to be busy in 3 months' time.
Yeah.
But the ones like that you're like. Like, going to the tennis with them is insane.
That's mad. I would love to go to the fucking tennis.
Oh, it's going to be unreal. I didn't realise how long and late the games go.
You're not a big tennis guy?
Like, I'm a big tennis guy, but not like a big tennis guy.
You wouldn't watch it late?
Not that late. Like, everyone was like to me, you know you could be there till like 1 or 2 a.m. Luke.
Dude, sometimes I swear there was someone whinging, like, about the fact that a game, like, one of the games started at like 1.
1 p.m. or a.m.?
No, a.m. Where the main event's meant to start at this time on the main court, but then the game before it goes like 5 hours. Like you don't know what, unless you're like the women's tennis, you guys play less so that you know you're probably not going to be going for fucking hours and hours.
It's long.
But men play two extra sets and sometimes it can just drag on.
Well, you know what that means? A lot of drinking.
Yeah, well. That could be dangerous for you. Who's playing? Do you even know who you're seeing? Or you probably don't.
I don't think you could know.
I think it's Thursday or Friday.
Who was it?
On Tuesday.
Tuesday night, the night sesh.
Yeah, that's the women's quarterfinals.
What day is it today?
No, I'm sure Wednesday. It's the men's.
It would be maybe both?
It probably would be both.
That would be next Tuesday.
Yes. So...
While Dave's doing that, welcome everyone to the Thursday episode. I was just thinking about this. Eddie, obviously in Mexico, first time we've ever actually had someone with a vagina in the co-host.
Bullshit.
In the co-host chair.
Oh my God, guys. We're moving up in the world.
We are.
I feel very privileged to be the first vagina.
Yeah.
The way I just said that. Vagina.
Vagina.
On this on the beautiful show. Velour blue chair. Blue,
yeah. Yeah,
thank you for having me. That tequila.
Louisa Dalden of We Mean Well podcast fame, of TikTok fame, if you're living under a rock.
Thanks so
metaphorically
much.
Otherwise.
I've got a question for you. Let's turn this around. Let me interview you.
Okay.
Where did the of fame come for? Because I am addicted to the Punters and Dribblers page. Like, it is so funny.
No, it is funny. It's fantastic. The of fame thing is an actual saying, but it's one that's said, like, far more sincerely, where it might be like... let's say it's like an actress or an actor who got fame, who's famous from some movie where it's like, oh, it's Julia Roberts from Pretty Woman fame. Like when it was maybe like her first thing she ever did, or like where.
And then you guys have kind of made it.
Well, we just sort of took the piss out of it where it was like, you end up, you kind of saying it, like, it doesn't have to be disparaging, but that's maybe when it's funnier, when it's like, you know.
What about the, how it's like, I don't know, like Manly never, Sea Eagles forever.
Yeah, it's so funny. Again.
Like, it's all I see on there.
Most people wouldn't even know when that started. It started from, like, there was a guy playing for Manly, and we used to say beer soon. That would be just the way, like, you know how anyone will say to someone, oh, we've got to catch up for a drink soon.
Yeah.
Like in a text message.
We must,
oh,
we've got to.
Oh, beer soon, mate. Like, where it's like, it's kind of disingenuous. You don't really mean it. You just say it.
Oh, the amount of times I walk past someone and I'll go, oh my God, we haven't done that catch up. We'll go for a walk. I'll message you.
Yeah, we'll have to.
You didn't message me. It was just an easy way to get out of the convo.
It's an easy way to go, hi, I've seen you, I've acknowledged you. This is a way for, you know, to keep things like sort of civil, but like, I'm never going to, I don't have any real interest in catching up.
Like, it's probably not going to happen. The beer's soon. It's probably a no-no.
Correct. So we would say that all the time. Then there was this guy playing for Manly who was really shit. And so we were saying beer's never. And then it became like anything soon, anything never. And it just sort of, it just took on a life of its own.
It's so good. I like cannot delete Facebook just for that page.
Well, it's the only thing I use it for.
Like, I'm addicted to it. Every time I see Scotty Bilotti.
Scotty Bilotti, he's a king.
Whenever he uploads something, I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. Yeah. Like going through them, I'm like pissing myself.
Scotty's the man. And it's funny.
Does he have a full-time job? Because it feels like his full-time job being a punter and dribbler meme maker.
Well, I was meant to. You met him at the.
At the Baggy Green.
Baggy Green lunch. I was not there. Shout out Evie Rose. Not fair. But so I didn't meet him. Does he have a job? I assume he has a job.
I think he has a job. I think he's a tradesman of some sort. I can't
remember
specifically.
I think he's got a part-time job. Part-time punters and dribblers meme maker
meme man.
And part-time construction guy.
Yeah, well, one of them pays and one of them pays in likes. Pays in
likes. Wouldn't mind
cred.
That. The likes would get his ego going.
Well, that's exactly right.
He's tell you that much.
Because in the group you can actually see, I don't know if it's open to the public, but you can see basically it ranks like the best fucking dribblers in the page based on like engagement, interaction.
It's his top contributor.
Yeah, but anyone can get like you can get top contributor if you're in, I don't know what the top whatever, but he is the top. So in terms of what you post and how much people actually engage and like it, it's like him, Daylight, and then everyone else. But it's like a point system.
I might start commenting.
Yeah,
I
know.
Might start making my own.
That's
memes.
It. Now you're gonna have to start.
Now I'd honestly be too nervous to upload on that page because it could go one of two ways. You can get absolutely roasted to shreds.
Yeah.
Or you can get a lot of likes and people
a lot of love and support. I mean, I can't. It's also like there are people on there you can tell who have like they've psyched themselves up for their first post and they just crash.
They just fail.
But I honestly think it's better to get no. Like if you put something up there and no one notices it or no one says anything, it's way better than if it like piques the interest of people and then it's like.
Then it becomes a thing.
Oh, fuck. Now everyone starts. They start bagging the fuck out of you. Some guy put a photo up of him. In some of our merch, he got a t-shirt and it's him like standing in front of the mirror like taking a photo of himself.
No.
But he's in front of like what looks like his grandma's like four-post wooden bed and it had like a teddy on there. And honestly, like he just got so fucking resoundingly pounded into the ground.
God.
Sometimes you see shit in there and you're like, you know, does it cross the line of being too mean or does it like...
Yeah.
And this was one where I'm like... It didn't, but it's like it was probably close, but it was... You also need to, like, life is, you know, sometimes you need feedback. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes
well,
feedback's
I think that,
good.
Not that he was at the gym, but I think, like, those gym selfies are, like, despicable.
They're despicable.
Like, do not pass go, do not collect $200, straight to jail.
I will never fucking go near you.
It's a criminal offence.
So there's either
blokes,
this one, but then there's
like
the one.
This as well.
So there's this one, right? And then there's the one where they do like a side one.
And they're tensing
like,
their arm.
They're trying to, and you're like.
Your face doing that.
Yeah.
They're literally like, and they've been holding this pose for so long. Their arm is like, got no air on possibly the fuck it is left in it. And they're like.
I'm going to fucking. And like, it's like. It's obvious when chicks do it, right? And it's kind of, it's like lame, but like hot chicks get away with it. But there is something so like, no disrespect out there, punters and dribblers who do this, but there's something desperate about like guys
Like, if I saw a guy on a dating app and one of the photos, like, each to their own. Good on you if this is your thing. Totally.
For sure.
But if I saw a photo and it was him doing the fuck off in the mirror at the gym, I'm swiping.
Can't do it, dude.
I'd be swiping.
Or even when the ones where they pull their shorts up a little bit and try and fluff their dick and balls to, like, to look like it's all just fucking, like, there's some hot heat in there.
How do you touch it a bit so that it just grows a little?
Oh, well, no, there's so we're talking two different things here. There's getting, priming it, which is like where you just want to get a bit of blood in there, which is like
to make it just look slightly bigger. Yeah. But then what if you go too far and then you're just erect?
Well, that is the risky run. It's a risky run.
And what would be the reason you'd be doing the fluffing?
Not at the gym. I don't think you'd have a fluff at a gym.
For a photo or for someone coming over?
Well, no, yeah, listen, I mean, I have no need to fluff in my life.
No, you don't.
I don't, all right? I no longer have. I guess if you were to do like.
There's no need to hide.
There's nothing. There's no point. There's no point anymore. She knows what I'm working with. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is. She's locked in, although divorce isn't out for my wife. But no, like, I would assume fluffing, like, you see someone like maybe Conor McGregor.
Mm.
I think he fluffs before his photos, but he'll do like a gym selfie in his undies.
Because they are in those little kind of like shiny shorts, aren't they?
It's like when they fluff it and you can see the outline of the dick. You know, and you can see the inference of the dick.
But then you're like, if I'm seeing a photo like that of Conor McGregor, my eyes are just going straight down.
That's why he's doing that though.
You think it's there's a reason for it?
Yeah.
He doesn't want anyone looking at the face.
He couldn't give a rat's ass. There are some where like he's, but when it's an undie shot and you're putting it on Instagram, you're trying to draw attention to the dick, I would think.
Your eyes are not going anywhere else.
Same thing, that's the same with chicks. Like, if you got like fucking tits shots or like, you know, if they're looking hot, like
bikini shots,
like,
you can't help but look
where you are going to look, right?
Yes.
Like, where
I unfortunately don't have that problem.
So. Well, but you put up bikini shots, though. You put up like thirst trappy Instagrams.
Do you reckon?
Well, like, I mean,
fuck off.
You put up photos of you like in a bikini, like sitting there or like.
Yeah, you're right. But in my head, I'm like, nah, actually, yeah, you're right. I can't even try to defend it. Fuck it. It is what it is.
But it's not as weird when chicks do it. Well, listen,
but
I don't mind.
It's funny because Instagram is such a like on TikTok, the shit that I post is like I had my peak, probably highlight of my career come through today. When I'm hungover, I order Uber Eats. Like, I'm outrageous. Like,
oh yeah, I see it.
Like hundreds of dollars worth. Like, it's disgusting.
But you work it off, which I respect, because I don't do that.
Thank you so much. And I'll order most people just be like, just get like a burger and fries. I'll order like a sandwich, like a brownie, then like a small pasta, you know?
Will you pound through it all?
Yeah, like when I'm hungover, I'm either one of two ways. I'm a bottomless pit, I'm 8 year old Lou, or I'm like, I can't touch food.
You must do some absolutely ghastly shits.
Thank you so much. Would you like to come over next time for hungover Uber Eats?
Yeah. I'll get a gas mask.
So I always eat them when I'm hungover. I always order Uber Eats when I'm hungover. And I got a message from my manager today, and he goes, I won't say the brand, but a brand wants to pay you for your next hungover Uber Eats.
I was
like, I am being paid to drink and then eat the next day.
Dude, isn't it funny?
I have made it.
Isn't it funny the life you now live, right? Where it's like, who would have thought that you would be able to monetize a hangover?
Like, and I was like, if I could make this my niche, I would be so happy. Imagine that. No, I didn't have to post anything else. It was just hungover food sponsored by different brands.
That's actually would be
hilarious. Would be living. Then I could expense the night before.
You could. I wonder if you could do that anyway. Now, because
I'm
like,
be calling my accountant after this.
That's interesting, actually. I mean, like, you know, there's probably a limit to how much you want to monetize, you know, rampant alcoholism as well. As
it's
I
a valid point, but a hangover differs from night to night, you know?
No, true.
I could have had a couple of red wines and I'm feeling slightly peckish the next morning.
Mm.
Or I could have, you know, deep-throated 20 tequila sodas.
Mm.
It's all.
And the rest.
Excuse me. That's not.
What? Hold on.
It's despicable.
Wait, no. No, no, no.
There'll be none of that.
So what do you reckon? How much do you reckon you would order on a Sunday? Because I also will order like way more than I'll be in the middle of ordering going, you don't need this. Like, you don't need this much.
You're adding something else to the cart.
You know what I mean? You're going, this is completely fucking absurd. Then when I'm in the midst of, like, fucking punching on with this food, like, trying to finish it, and I'm like, I did not need whatever the extra thing
then
is.
Then the regret kicks in.
The regret kicks in and you fucking, you know.
I'm like, if it's a day solo on the couch with a hangover, Uber Eats is being ordered 3 times. And they're like...
Respect.
I want to say $40 to $60 orders per one. It's
I get it.
You know, it's like, well, I'd spend that on a nice lunch. Why not spend it in the comfort of my home?
Do you cook at home at all?
Well, it's hard when you live on your own, you know?
How does it... What, no?
Let me defend myself. Stop laughing, everyone. Because, like, I'm lazy cooking for one, you know?
Like, as in, you week, don't need to, like, there's no one relying on you to cook something nice.
Yeah. So, like, this week I had, like, I made a salad, which was, like, lasted probably, like, 2 days. And it was, like, pumpkin, zucchini, feta, walnuts, spinach. Threw in some, like, falafel or chicken. And then...
But that's nice.
You reckon that's nice?
Well, it's not, like, it's not fucking bougie, but it's not, like...
But then sometimes I'm like, you know what, Lou? Tonight for dinner we're having cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers? Yeah. I actually
think maybe a Granny Smith apple. Dior, put that vape away. I haven't vaped for a month.
Don't look at me.
Fucking Dior.
It's all I do while you're talking.
That's it. Dior just sits there and vapes.
Yeah.
Good luck,
just
dude.
Breathing.
Good luck vaping in your next job. Probably will be able to, actually. Sure. Well,
he's just in a finance suit. Yeah. In the middle of a like big
fucking meeting.
Big meeting with the what are they called? The
boardroom.
The top fives? The big fives?
Big four.
Big four.
The big four.
Big four, top big four. Five.
Yeah. And you're in the boardroom and he's like, all right, what are we doing next? And he goes,
buy, sell, trade.
Yeah.
Stocks, shares.
Yeah, yeah.
Capitalism.
Yeah, Jordan, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Walford? Belfort.
Jordan Belfort.
Well, yeah.
I was thinking of Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street. Great is film. Jordan Belfort.
Great film.
It is a great film. Margot Robbie. Mm. Whoa.
You know, she was like 26 in that.
I think she was 22.
What?
Can you look into that? Yeah. I think, because we were talking about this recently, I think she was like 22, 23.
She is gorgeous.
That was though, like, because I used to watch Neighbours. Did you get Neighbours in New Zealand?
We were Shortland Street. Which,
respect.
Dr. Chris Warner was on it for like 400 years.
Well, we've got a few of those in our...
Yeah, he was like,
that's like
the
Elf
Stewart.
Yeah.
Is Elf still on Home and
Elf
Away?
Elf still is on Home and Away, yeah.
Fuck me, he's been on there for what, 100
Dude,
years?
I know, you'd never think you're going to get a fucking job like that, are you? Like playing Elf Stewart for your whole fucking...
Remember when there were those YouTube videos of him being like, I'll fucking
yeah.
take
oh, you. Oh, you fucking, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that like a voiceover thing that they did?
Yeah, Doodleburger.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, Evie caught me swearing.
Margot Robbie, Naughty, sorry, she was Evie. She was 23 when the movie came out, so she was probably 22 when it was filmed.
What?
Yeah.
She is such a good actress. Like, playing that role,
oh,
like,
yeah.
22.
But also, like, okay, so, like, your first major thing, and it's with Leonardo DiCaprio and Scorsese, and you got to get nude, and yeah. it's, like, you're doing an accent, and she killed it, but also was, like... maybe one of the hottest people that's ever lived in that movie. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in
she's
that
stunning.
Moment was just... She still is obviously beautiful, but you're like, holy shitballs.
Have you seen Barbie?
No.
I actually liked it. A lot of mixed reviews.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that
I don't think you'd like it.
You don't reckon? See, I reckon I might. But I reckon some people... I reckon the reason people don't like it is because people sometimes take shit too seriously, where it's like...
Yeah.
This is just a movie to escape and just watch a dumb fucking movie.
Yeah. How,
whereas like some people are like, oh, this
like
is
those
funny.
Articles and it's like opinion. Like, oh, shut up.
Shut up. Shut up, dude. Shut the fuck up. Don't give
opinion.
Me
opinion. No one gives a fuck.
Dude, write that article.
Am I?
That's good. So were you ever close like growing up to being like a stockbrokery city suit Lulu in the big city fucking I'm gonna go to uni and do law.
Yeah, oh like. Yeah. I did my first year in Dunedin University in obviously in Dunedin. Where the fuck else would it be?
It would be weird if it was somewhere else.
And that place is like that's a hole. Like if you go there you're drinking like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
it's like,
Sunday.
Sounds like Bathurst.
Yeah, it was wild. But I went there originally to do communication, so I wanted to get into, like, marketing and all that.
Same shit as me.
Yeah. And then I did a year, basically just got drunk, and then was like, you know what? I want to go back to trying to get it. The broadcasting school in New Zealand is really hard to get into. So I was like, I'm going to try again. Got into it. Then did – you do 2.5 years, and then you do 6 months, like at a radio station.
Yep.
And so I did that for 2.5 years and then moved my first like producing role in Wellington.
It's like the exact same story as me, except really? That I was at uni for like 5 years instead of three.
And then went straight into radio?
And then went straight into radio.
I thought about doing law at one point and then I was like, nah, not for me.
No fucking
me
way.
Me in a corporate outfit. And like,
I did business studies my first time at uni for 2 weeks and then I quit.
Was that like one of the papers or whatever?
The what?
Oh, nah.
Papers.
Like you actually studied business studies.
Well, it was a university degree, business studies.
Oh, we had like papers in some of ours that...
What do you mean papers?
Like communications. One of them was like business studies.
Oh, like sorry. Yeah, degree. No, this was like, it was business studies. I went to the Australian Catholic University for two mm-hmm. weeks. My girlfriend at the time, her grandparents basically guilted me into going to uni. They're like, you should just do it. I'm like, I don't even know if I want to go. And then they guilted me. I went for 2 weeks and then it was like, because it was like a Christian or Catholic university. They were like, part of your degree means you've got to do community service. And I'm like, nah.
Not for me.
I know that sounds bad. Like it's not just the community service thing, but I'm like, I don't need that to be tied into the success of my
degree.
Because I don't want to do community service.
So did you not get a degree?
No, I did. I left there after 2 weeks and then I went to Bathurst and I did communications, commercial radio.
Seems like everyone went to Bathurst.
Yeah.
I just thought it had a race course there.
There is a race course there. Yeah. Yep. That's
all I know for.
But me, Jack, Eddie, Street,
yeah.
Archie.
Because Franco Chica, loves Listo. Bathurst. That's the only reason I knew of it.
Why? You got what, it. Motorhead?
Yeah.
Is Franco your
Franco
old man?
Franco used to race cars.
Bullshit.
Yeah, hoon round.
What sort of race cars?
He had I think it was called a Fiat 147. It was red.
But did he compete or was he just a...
No, like he competed.
For
not
fucking...
Like, not like, perfect, but like, also, you know, like Saturday morning, I don't know.
Do they? Is that even a thing? What, you do Saturday morning racing
I
if you're just
so.
An amateur?
I don't know if I have the memory or just because my parents have told me so many times, but I was a baby or like a young toddler and I was in the front seat and Dad was like revving the car and I'm going,
yeah, well, that. But so you aren't sure even if your dad raced cars? You
know, he raced cars.
Professionally or like how the, where do you, when do you race cars? Like what's
how do you call it professionally?
Well, it's your job.
No, it wasn't his job, but it was like a big hobby.
I have no, I'm not sure.
And so he would watch Bathurst, because Bathurst is like a big thing, right?
Yeah.
He'd sit, is it on a Sunday? It is, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
He would like block out the whole day.
I've tried.
Like he did it recently.
Yeah, well, it would have been on October-ish last year. Like I don't, I get it. Like as in I get how people can like it, but I also don't get it.
Blocked out the whole day.
You're not a car gal?
Well, I love my car, Alfonso. Beep, beep.
So you park it like a piece of shit again today?
Oh, yeah. There's something, I thought that getting one of those reversing cameras would help me. Hasn't changed shit.
Well, the park that we saw today on your Instagram was a fucking front park, so it doesn't even, the camera is obsolete.
This, I've got very bad
you can do it.
Peripheral, fuck, hang
You're
on,
close.
Don't. Peripheral vision.
Yep. Peripheral.
Peripheral. A tough word.
But that doesn't really matter much when you're driving straight into a car park.
I think I went a little bit far to the right.
Mm. Well, you certainly did that.
I definitely did that.
Certainly did that.
But then even, yeah, I don't know. No, not much of a car girl back to
no,
that.
No.
Besides
really
from
not.
My own.
Punters and Dribblers, we are brought to you by Neds. They are the betting platform of choice here at Hello Sport. Now, you can follow along all of our bets at the In The About Even private group on the Neds app. Also following our profiles. As I've been saying, my civilian bets are where I seem to be doing my best work. My About Even bets starting to improve. I can feel myself starting to improve. I did hit two on the weekend.
After back-to-back triple staked losses.
The triple staked losses for unit scoopers have absolutely cut to fucking the Tiger King. I may never recover from this, but... The civilian bets is where you can see me getting my work, and that is on the profiles.
Good for you, Tommy. Ned's best in the business. Come join along. Join our About Even group if you'd like as
you
well.
You mean, you know, wow, Eddie, just you're just repeating me now, are you?
I didn't hear you say that.
You just where were you? Where were you?
Pixies.
Where were you, mate?
Pixies.
Full pixie stuff. So now you're just gonna say you're gonna talk about the fucking profiles tab as
no.
well. You're gonna talk about the About Even group. Yeah.
About Even. That?
Yeah. How do you get in there?
That's what I said, Code Dribblers.
Oh, okay, there you go. Good. What's this ad for again?
Neds.
Oh, yeah, great point. Glad you're listening. Pixies. Pixie Simps. Shout out to Neds. We love you, Neds. We love you. Go Manly.
Now, you win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Punters and Dribblers, there's 2 days left to be in the chance to play golf. Be in the chance? Be in with the chance to play golf at Shorty's with myself and Eddie. Buy a six-pack of Big Day Rosé at halosport.shop. You will go in the running. We pick two winners from the month of April. But what are we doing month of May? Because we are working our way through the remainder of the most recent vintage. Got a couple left that we want to get rid of before we then turn all of our attention to the end of the year.
Just feeling generous, Tom.
We're feeling generous, and it's sale time.
We just thought, fuck it. If you buy a case and you use the code Manly, you get $50 off the case. If you buy two cases, you get $100 off.
Yep.
You get what I'm trying to say? Go to halosport.shop, bang, rosé on there, code Manly, $50 off a case. Pretty fucking generous if you ask me. But we love the punter and we love the dribbler. And we're just like, let's get this vintage out there to the people that want it most.
Let's get it in the gullets of the nation.
That's right. Gullet up.
Are you ready? Hey, M&M's after the potty. Sweet little thing.
I want one.
You want one?
Not yet.
Well, you are approaching that age with respect.
Thanks so much for reminding me, Tom.
Well, but it's nothing wrong with that.
Well, it's scary being a woman. I also don't feel like a woman. I feel like I'm like 18. But you've got to think about it now. The timeline's got to move quicker. You know, you got to be engaged in a year and a half, 2 years. Then you got to have the wedding, and then you got to pop out the baby.
So the baby's after the wedding, is it?
Well, ideally, yes. But then also, if it happens, it happens. You know,
That one came before the
wedding.
That's
what I mean. If it happens, it happens.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, but I guess for chicks, maybe it matters more. Are you going to have is just some fuck off wedding? Is it just going to be like?
I've thought about that so many times.
You're going to come in on a fucking hot air balloon.
I'm coming
shit.
In on like. Like Aladdin, like on an elephant.
Oh, see now that. Make way for Prince Ali. I watched that the other day, actually.
Yeah, I might fly in on a magic carpet. I go in waves. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I just want to have this like ginormous fucking wedding and everything's so extravagant. And then I go, maybe I just want to like elope in Europe and then just have a big party when I get back, or do like a 3-day thing in Bali. I don't know.
I reckon every chick. And this is generalization greatly, but I reckon every chick like outwardly is like, yeah, like I don't even know if I need like a big thing. Like I always think about it, but like in the back of their head, they're all like, I know exactly what I'm going to have.
Nah,
and it's going to be a fucking huge wedding.
Disagree. Because I genuinely go in waves, and I know people would think that I would want to have this like ginormous thing. And then I'm like, no, I could actually just go to like Greece or Italy, have a very small ceremony with friends and family, and then just have a party when I get back.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
But I don't. You know, you've got to wait until you're in.
You've got to be, someone's got to ask you.
I've got to actually be proposed to for that to happen.
Have you been close? Have you been somewhere you're like, oh, this might be the one?
Yep. Someone in the past, probably like 3 years ago, wasn't the one.
It's tough. How are you, right?
Well, it was 3 years ago. So very fine.
Good. I'm just checking. You got to check
you.
In.
You know, thanks so much for being so caring.
Yeah, well, I'm a nice guy.
Did you know that Steph was the one?
I mean, yes. But, I mean, I fucking asked her. You'd want to. But we've been together since we were 19.
Yeah.
So we broke up for a period in between. I've never been like, I don't know, like I'm not a big like, I didn't think about it. I didn't think about like when we were together for age, like, oh, this is the one. I think I was just always like, jeez, I like this one.
That's a young age and like a long time to be together. Like I think of myself when I was 19 and who I am now.
Yeah.
Two completely different people.
Completely different.
Besides from still always wanting to go out on
Saturday
night.
you might drink more now.
Potentially. I always think that. Do you ever think that like, because you obviously like to drink as well. Do you think we'll ever grow out of it?
Yeah, I think I'm certainly... I think I do drink less.
Yeah.
I drink less. But again,
I go in waves. Like
fuck, it's hot in here.
I think people think that I'm always drunk. Not true. I do like my own space. I don't really drink during the week. I have like a night most weekends, but not every weekend. Like I'd happily have Friday, Saturday at home doing nothing.
Yeah. I think once you have
children.
Bebes, then you definitely...
Your world changes. You got soccer on Saturday morning.
Well, I don't have that yet, but you just are like, you can't... Being hung around children is not good for you or them, but also, like, you kind of don't want to be a pisshead parent. Like, yeah. There are a couple of times when I do go out. It's like, I've got a bucks this weekend where I know I'm going to have a big night. But then I'll come back and I'll, like, sleep in a different room in the house.
Yeah.
But then they'll find me in the morning in there. And, I mean, I don't have a sense of smell, but I know that I stink like alcohol. And I'm like, I don't know what that feeling would be like. Like, that would be like for them. It, listen, a one-off is, like, whatever. But, like, regularly, if it was like, oh, dad's in the other room stinking like booze. You know, I don't think you really want that.
My dad used to, like, when I used to obviously live at home, he'd, like, come in the mornings and be like, oh, your room stinks like a brewery. I'm like, does it really smell that bad, Franco?
Yeah.
Like, he'd be like, oh, it's, like, open all the curtains and windows. Like, him or mum would come and I'd be like, just let me sleep.
Can I just fucking have a moment to myself, please?
Just let me order 3 rounds of Uber Eats and fuck off.
Fuck off, mate.
Seriously.
So, and I mean, this isn't all about, like, the origin story of LDD, but you then went into your radio in New Zealand. Did you want to be a big radio queen?
Yeah.
Are there big radio queens in New Zealand?
Or there are, like, big radio queens.
Were you aware of Australian radio queens in New Zealand?
As soon as I found out about Australian radio queens, it's a whole different kettle. Kettle of fish?
Yep.
Got it. Jackpot.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. And, like, the money, everything.
The money makes sense.
Yeah, but, like, there are some big radio stars in New Zealand, but I'd say, like, the comparison of what they are, like, is just the scale. Like, Jackie O compared to the New Zealand one.
She's,
you know,
she's almost a unicorn, though, a little bit.
Yeah, it's wild. But, yeah, so I always wanted to be a presenter, like a radio host. Mm. But you'd know, like, radio's one of those things where it's like they just go to you, you're going to be a star, Lou. You're going to be a star. Keep working. So here's me doing, like, breakfast radio, doing, like, a Saturday afternoon drive show, then doing ZM mornings on Sundays.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys, tune in soon. Justin Bieber's coming up. Honk your horn if you're horny.
Yeah.
And, like, just doing everything you possibly can. And then they just keep being like, come on, you're going to be a star. And then I moved to Australia. So I did probably like 5 years as producing and then having like a Saturday drive show. And then moved to Australia and I was on air, but I was half on air, half producing for the Danny Lakey Late Show, which was on Today FM.
What time is that? It's not like a dawn show.
It was late. It varied. So we started and it was 8 till 11. And I'm an early bird, so that you're not asleep till like midnight or even later. And then we got moved to 9 till midnight, and I was like, fuck this. And then we moved to Triple M, and we were 7 till 10 p.m.
Okay.
And but then they basically said to me, we want you to stay on the show with him, but you have to move to Melbourne and do the show with him there. And I just thought, my gut was like, nah, fuck this.
For a evening show.
That I knew was going to be axed, and what do you know?
Shock horror.
It got axed. Still on.
I'm always blown away by radio how, like, when people are either shows are axed or new hosts are brought in or people moved around, and there's always like almost like an internal company press release. And it's like, we're so excited to have fucking Danny Lakey join the Central Coast Breakfast Show. And then it's like, and we're saying goodbye to whoever it is, and it's like, I'm just so excited to wake up every morning with the great people of Newcastle, and I can't wait. And it's just all the same. And, like, they're all – everyone just moves around everywhere.
Oh, it's actually outrageous the amount that people just, like, jump around and slot in places.
And, like, when it's – they'll be like –
terrifying.
No, completely. Like,
you'd
wake
up every morning being like, cool, is this my last day here?
Or when, like, ratings had come out.
Oh, and the ratings days would be like, oh, the
big
ratings.
And how dark the office would get if it was bad. It was like.
And you'd see all like the big ones scurrying around.
Yeah.
You'd like waiting. What are they going to say?
Nah, it wasn't a good one. This wasn't. And you're like, oh, shit.
And then, and some people are like real sad about it. And everyone's like, no, guys, come on. Like, next time, we'll get them.
Or you know what? No, we really did. We expected to have
a drop here.
We expected to have a drop. We did. We saw this coming. So we're actually pretty pleased with this one. And then they'll go up like 0.2%, and then they go out and get fucking belted because they're all so happy.
it's
and I'm not shitting on radio. Like, everyone in radio is awesome, but the function of it is...
Oh, the function's wild.
The function is insane. Like, but how much money's tied up in the functionality of it blows my mind.
The best team that I worked for over here was definitely Fitzy and Whipper.
Yes.
Like, they, for a breakfast... I can't even say breakfast radio without joking.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry. When we've got like, the questions coming up for you, like, the amount of them, like, oh,
if everyone didn't know, I, Louisa Cleardale, didn't. I did work in breakfast radio with Fitzy and Whipper on Nova 96.9.
Okay, right, yep.
But they, honestly, it was such a cool team to work for. Like, breakfast radio is meant to be seen as, like, you can't do, you know, like, if something goes wrong, it's like this fucking uproar of, like, oh, my God, like, we're surgeons. Whereas, like, Tom, who was the EP, and, like, Whipper, Fitz, like, Jess, who was another producer, like, we'd all just, like, laugh of, not, like, obviously there were serious times.
But lighthearted. Like, it was way less intense, stressful.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Whipper would push down the microphone and go, bang, bang, and I'd have to scurry off and get him a coffee. It's so good.
Yeah. Those are fun. I never was on the air though. Like, as you know, I never was like, I couldn't bring myself to push for on air roles.
You were off air panel. You were a panel.
I was a producer. Like, I was a producer, but I was like, I just knew I didn't want to get caught up. Like, I just saw how easily you could get fucking cast aside. I was like, I don't want a producer's kind of harder to sack in this. They're not, but it's less like.
Yeah, and you need like 9 of them per show.
Yeah, like there's always going to be producers needed, but like if you're on air and it's just not doing well, it's like, well, you're gone.
Yeah, sayonara.
And you're like, oh my God.
And you're done.
So that's why you just do a podcast to nobody for like fucking 7 years and then hope someone listens. Thank Christ the tide turned. Thank Christ. Anyway, should we get a question? What questions have we got? I hope you sifted through some of these.
I'm a bit terrified for these questions.
No, I'm hoping they are.
No, we went through them. I'll just get the most commonly asked one out of the way. It was surprising the amount of times this was asked. Fuck, marry, kill, Judge, Tom and Eddie. It was absurd the amount of times that came.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Can other people see? We've never done a question box. Can they see question? Like, if that question's asked?
Unless we repost.
But you can only you guys can see who sent it in.
Okay.
I remember an influencer posting being like, you guys realize I can see who writes the questions in, so people must have been like writing fuck shit thinking it was anonymous.
Oh, okay, right. So that's interesting that was asked many a time.
Many a time.
Wow.
Another good one. If you could be 8-year-old Lou for one more day, what would you do? Or if you could go back in time, what would you tell your 8-year-old self?
That's a good one. I like that one because you live out your 8-year-old Lou fantasies every Sunday.
I do. I'd just say, stick in there, kiddo. Everything is going to be great. Everything's going to be good. Because I, like, at age 8, I literally wanted to be like a TV host or a radio presenter.
Did you? Were you overweight or were you just like a chubby kid? So we always take the piss out of you.
I was like a pretty big unit. Like, I was, like, pretty ginormous. But it was, like, that puppy fat. Like, my brother... Yeah. So, my oldest brother, Chris, never happened to him. He was just slim the whole way through. Matt was, like, fucking huge.
Oh, fat Matt.
Like, big unit. Like, way chubbier than 8-year-old Lou.
Oh,
but then
really?
I was just, like, really round face, really round tummy, but then little pin arms and pin legs. Oh. So, I was, like, an orange with a mandarin and then toothpicks.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was so confident, just, like, boisterous. Like, I'd get, like, these little matching, like, outfits, matching headband, matching, like, jandals, like, skirt, little top, and just, like, roam around the school.
Clump around the place.
Dorf, dorf, dorf. But I have this vivid memory of this guy. I'm going to name him Finn Kelly. And he came up to me and was like, go eat another cream pie or something. You know when something, like, sticks in your head?
Yep.
I reckon that was the moment where I was like, 8-year-old Lou is no longer. I'm no longer going to be 8-year-old Lou.
Shit, Finn Kelly. Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
But
we tried to I think it was
you also got to thank him, maybe.
I think he was going to come on the show once. I should try and get him on the podcast.
Oh, so you found him?
Oh, yeah. I found old Finn Kelly on Facebook.
And so what, Finn Kelly's comment is what it started you going, I'm going to put down the cream pies.
It honestly was just like puppy fat. Like, I didn't do anything. It was
you didn't even have to like.
No, it was like 8 till 12. I was
but it
like
looked
that.
like puppies fat. Like, maybe it was like 10 puppies.
14.
The fat
plus.
Of like multiple, like a litter of pups.
A lot of lard.
Yeah,
going
a litter of puppies.
But I didn't actually do that much. Like, I think mum and dad would probably be like, hey, that's 50 nuggets. Let's reduce that to 25.
Yeah, but also, like, them, like, they should be going, like, they should have stopped that, you know. Like, you stop it before it gets to their mum and dad.
Jill, especially Jill, is just, like, the sweetest soul. Like, she would, she even now, like, would never, ever be like, oh, not that people should do this, but, like, oh, don't eat that, or, you know. Like, no. She'd just be like, you are the most beautiful girl in the entire world.
Oh, that's lovely. But you actually, it's funny because now that I've got two daughters and Steph's always like very much on top of the like latest literature around parenting and shit.
Yeah.
She's been reading some book about like how to raise girls that love themselves.
Yeah.
And a lot of it around like eating and stuff. Yeah. You know, like when you're a kid, if you don't finish your dinner, your parents like sit down and finish it. The whole thing now that she says is like, if they don't want to eat, like you need to teach them to be able to like listen to their body and like whatever
yes,
they
be
think
in tune
and go, oh, I'm full. Okay. Then I don't need to keep eating, or I am hungry. Eat as much as you fucking want. Oh, you want more? Fuck yeah. Like not like, oh, you're eating a lot today. It's like, if you're hungry, just fucking pound it.
If you want to go round three on the buffet,
get up there, sister. God, I love a buffet. But like, maybe you don't pound fucking M&Ms all day. Like she's been doing. Dude, buffets, get out of fucking town.
I love a buff.
Dude, I love
no,
a buff.
No, I am the buff queen.
I would like, love to, oh, love to. I'd love to get for, to go to a buffet with you one day and just.
Should
go
Should we fucking, all go to a buff?
Yeah, dude. I'd love to go to a
that
buffet.
That was my favorite thing about Europe is all the hotels came with a breakfast buff.
Yeah,
I would sit down, have my first session, and then I'd ponder, maybe have another coffee. Yeah. Then I'd go up for my second.
Go up and
session.
Go again.
I'd probably go four sessions.
What's the fucking point of having a buffet if you're not?
There was this one, and it was like. So elite. There was just like everything you could imagine, like pastries everywhere, like omelette, like
those trays that you like fold back and you're like, oh, what's in this one? You're like, oh, there's all this bacon in there.
You know what I love?
Jesus Christ.
Those tiny little baby sausages.
Oh, thank God.
You know those little
sausages?
Yeah,
they're like chipolatery little fuckers.
I can eat like 15 of those in one go.
Yeah, I bet you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so can I. How those fuckers? No, they are. They're really good. I will look at. Like, it'll determine whether, like, how I feel about whether I want to go to a hotel if they've got a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just, like, breakfast complimentary, I'm like, well, you know, like, that's cool. But, like, do you have a fucking tray of scrambled eggs that gets refilled every 15
minutes? And 400
minutes?
Of those little sausages.
Little sausages.
You know where we should go as a team bonding day?
Yeah.
The Crown Buffet.
Can you just roll in there?
Yeah, I think you got a book, but apparently it is insane. It's like a sashimi tower.
If we can, Dave, can you please check if you can just like book into the Crown Buffet? Because that would be
unreal.
As far as a bonding session.
Oh, I couldn't think of anything better than a bonding session at a buffet.
Yeah.
A bonding buff sesh.
Yes.
A buffet bonding session. There we go. All right, talk to me with these quesies.
Yeah. What else we got in the world of quesies here, Dior?
I don't mind this one. If you could swap lives with anyone for a day, who would it be?
Justin Bieber.
And what would you do?
Sorry, Hailey Bieber.
Yeah.
So that you could get pounded out by Justin.
Well, not just that, but I just like to hang out with him.
But so you could switch lives with anyone and hang out with him. Like you could switch lives like with his mum if you wanted to. But there's a sexual element to this.
I think, Bermo.
It seems like it.
Well, then it may happen, but it may not.
Not if you're his mum.
You'd hope not.
No, well, you
that
do.
Would be incest.
That would be. That'd be a problematic.
That would be.
So what? Yeah, you are a Bieber fiend, aren't you?
Do you know when I was driving here, I told you guys I did my 30-minute performance for every other car around me.
Yeah.
And Bieber started playing, and I honestly got a little bit teary about how he didn't come this year.
Is he still got a wonky face, or is that recovered?
Lyme's disease.
Yeah.
Don't know. I think he's recovered from that.
Or has he been hiding it? Or is he like? Because I mean, you should be across. I saw his face; like, wouldn't move.
He seems fine, all the videos I've seen.
Okay, well, I don't know.
He's been under wraps for a little bit, though.
Yeah, right.
But I was meant to go VIP. You know, I bought tickets. They were so expensive. And I was, what you got is you got a photo with him and eight other strangers as VIP. So it'd be like me, eight strangers, and this photo. I would barge to the front.
Yeah,
elbow everyone
right
out of the way.
Him.
Yeah, like this.
I bet you he'd be, like, raised behind all of you and be like.
Yeah, no touching allowed.
I'd get up on the podium with him.
See, it's because you would have been prime age, would you, when he was
coming
up?
He's my age. I followed him when he started on YouTube. So I've been a believer since day one. I'm a freak.
Really?
I'm an actual freak.
So you're a YouTube believer?
Yep.
Have you been to his concert before?
Four.
Have you cried in them?
Yep, all of them.
All of them?
Yep.
When was the last time you went to one?
Well, it was meant to be last year, but it would have been in New Zealand when he came in like 2000 and I want to say it's like 18.
So you're doing what, like 25-ish?
Yeah. I always thought that one moment I'd be the one less lonely girl. You know, you like pick someone out of the crowd. I always thought this concert's my time.
Didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
So when okay. at what point in a Bieber concert do you start crying? Like,
I think it was just an emotional song, or I was just emotional. I don't know.
Because it's wild. I always find it wild when you
not like sobbing, just like this is amazing. That makes it worse.
It's yeah. There's no like. I listen. There's no cool way to do it. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
But I, you know,
it'd be like you guys like watching like
Manly.
The best NRL game in the world.
The closest you know? Thing I could imagine. And I'd have to be...
Your NRL team winning.
Yeah, but that's happened to me fucking twice in my life and I didn't cry.
Is your team the Manly Sea Eagles?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And why'd you pick them?
I didn't just pick them. I was born into it. That's how it happens, unless right. you're ready.
Because I've jumped around, you know. I'm an NRL jumper.
What, players or like teams?
Excuse
me.
For God's sake.
Hold
sakes.
On, you said it.
I mean teams.
Okay. Which teams have you been jumping? Well, why are you jumping around? Is it player-based?
I had a boyfriend. Who was the Sharks? And then I had a boyfriend.
Was that marriage material boyfriend?
Nah, marriage material boyfriend was Rabbitohs.
Yuck, not marriage material.
He was a Rabbitohs fan, like die hard. We'd go to the games and he'd like honestly be walking up and down the stairs being like, come on!
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I was like, okay, champion, let's sit down. And then... Obviously, because I'm from the eastern suburbs.
Mm, you're an eastern suburbs.
Yeah, I'm
girl
an eastern.
Now.
So
yeah,
now
yeah.
I'm a Roosters girl.
Okay, you're a Roosters girl.
So I've hopped around three teams.
You could change though.
You want me to come to the Sea Eagles?
Hang on, you can change, can you?
Well, chicks can because
you sexist pig.
All right, this seems.
So you can't change,
sure.
but I can.
She's
what?
Changed three fucking teams already based on her boyfriend, which means that she has no clear affiliation. Sorry, Evie, I shouldn't have sworn.
See how dare
no
you swear in front of your daughter.
She does also have headphones on for anyone wondering if we are talking about some rogue shit. She
you
can't hear 90% of it. I did scream fuck. You've changed your team three times already. So like...
What's a fourth?
Exactly.
Look, if you take me to a Manly Sea Eagles game and show me the whole experience, I'll change.
Okay, so if we sort of like show you the world, what your life could be like as a Sea Eagles fan.
I'll happily move over.
Okay. And no Warriors fan? Like, do you know who they are?
No who? Oh, Warriors.
Yeah.
You said no Warriors fan?
No.
I was like, are you like, okay. When you jumped into this, like, no Warriors fan.
No Warriors fan,
I was like,
yeah.
Okay, rightio.
No.
Nah, the Warriors are shit. Never been a Warriors fan. Sorry, I probably can't say that because I'm from New Zealand.
No, you can say it.
But I just have... The thing is, in New Zealand, it's like rugby union, like a little bit of league, but it's like rugby union, like diehard All Blacks, you know?
Mm.
And then coming over here, for me, it was like this whole new world. Like league knew a little bit about, but not heaps. And then obviously AFL have only just come into knowing about that. So
and
it's all very
that's
fresh.
That's even tougher.
It's a hard game to follow.
Question about, this is a question, in the current news cycle of AFL. So each year they release like the competition releases like a manual or a pamphlet magazine basically with all the info and all the data of all the players in each team. Mm-hmm. So their height, weight, strength, speed, all these different things as well as like the fixtures, who's coming up, who they're yeah. playing.
Oh, I think I know this. They've decided to take out
the weight of players. Now, hold on one second. What?
She wants more M&Ms. You can't say no. You got to do it.
Are we all in agreement here that mini M&Ms are the best M&Ms?
I'm going to hold these
here. I'm a big peanut girl.
Like mini M&Ms are better than regular size.
Peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
They're the best.
They are the best.
Like, if you're having an M&M, you're having a peanut
It's
M&M.
Objectively the best.
And they're much bigger as well.
Yeah, there's more to them. You're getting some diversity of the offering. Well, they're certainly in shape and size, much yes. like what we want to see in the world, right? Because beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, like, whereas I feel like the just regular chocolate M&Ms is like a bit one size fits all. It's a bit Victoria's Secret-y, you know? Like, I don't like that.
Bang on, you're very good.
This was also one of the questions for Lou, Whittaker's or Cadbury chocolate?
Whittaker's.
Whittaker's
peanut butter.
Whittaker's coconut.
Coconut
slab,
rough.
Or whatever it is, yeah.
So all the Whittaker's are phenomenal. Have you heard Whittaker's Hokey Pokey?
No.
That's fucked up.
Is it? Real Steph good. Brings home the Whittaker's coconut slab every once in a while. And yeah. Like,
what about a peanut slab? If you're an M&M guy of the peanuts.
I'm just saying, I eat what sometimes I slab. Eat what I'm given, though. And
well, I'm going to give you a peanut slab and you're going to give me a tour of the Manly Sea Eagles.
Yeah, perfect. I'll take a peanut slab. Quickly, AFL. Yes. If you're a female athlete, male athlete, do you think it's reasonable that your weight is a relevant data point?
Have they taken it out of male and female?
Yes, but I think it's mainly because, well, I heard this. I didn't even consider the female angle. I just thought AFL men, but I imagine the pamphlet, maybe women are involved as well.
I think from what I read, this isn't the first time they haven't had it in female, maybe a couple of years before they took it out.
Say that again,
Dior? So they used to not give, so maybe they started not giving female weight and now they're not giving any weight. So male or female?
I think as a female, you'd care more giving your weight.
Yes.
I can't imagine.
If you're an athlete, do you think that it is a relevant data point?
Well, it is relevant because it...
You're meant to be fit.
Yeah, and it determines like how you play and all that kind of thing.
Mm.
So they're doing it because it's like, you're not allowed to talk about people's weight.
Yeah, because there's...
Has there been a bit of an uproar?
Well,
I saw the tile on Instagram. No,
I get you. Neither am I. I don't know if there's been an uproar. It was just that we just discussed it the other day. And you could argue that if you're fat and you're playing sport, maybe you should lose some weight.
But when you classify, it's hard though, because like some of them are like big, like the boys especially, they're big units. Like they could be 150 kgs of, I was about to say meat. I meant muscles.
Well, meat as well. I know, but they're like those dudes are all lean as fuck. AFL dudes. Would you say they got the best bodies?
Stunning. They're all tall, muscly.
Arms for days.
They're over 6'3", most of them.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. They are. And then rugby league players are like a bit too bulky
The rugby league players are a bit more stocky.
But is there a market for that? Do you like a stocky man?
I'm a tall, muscly.
Brown hair.
You, yes.
And I'm not referring to me here because we are, just in case there was any confusion. But we are. I was just more being general about 6'5", brown hair.
Sounds like someone.
Forearms for days.
Yeah, sounds like someone I know.
Mm. Mm. Next question, Dave.
I was just looking up. So I don't think they've ever listed the AFLW women's weight since they started in 2017. But a lot of the justification for that, people are saying, is that for these women, it's not their full-time job.
That's fair.
Right, yeah.
That's fair.
They have other things that they need to kind of protect. So
yep, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
What else we got? Would you rather have to survive in a cage for 30 seconds, Lou, with a tiger or two swans?
Are you scared of swans?
Well, swans, you know that they can flap and break your ankles.
Hold on.
No, Burmo. Hold on. No,
it's
true.
What are you fucking talking about?
Swans... wings are so strong they can break your ankles. My nonnal used to open this front door. He had swans, and we'd have to sprint to Franco's car because if the geese attacked you, would break their
legs. But is this a lie that your grandma, who is still
nonna, was the
is she with us?
Nonna was the male. He's dead. Nonna, she's also dead.
Okay,
Nonna's
so
dead,
both dead. Right, now did geese kill them?
They did not die
swans,
by geese.
Sorry, swans.
Geese attacks.
Was it swans or geese?
It was geese, but I know where that question is.
Okay, yeah, right.
This question said swans.
They weren't geese. Killed by geese.
They were not.
Good, but they are no longer with us, which I'm sorry for. Do you think that maybe they were lying to you to protect you?
I'm all for a little bit of a lie as a child, but I've done my research. I've seen on TikTok people being attacked by geese.
Yeah.
The wings can break your ankles. Stand by it.
I've looked this up before on We Mean Well, yep. And... it's pretty much not true. There have been rare cases where swans have broken bones of like kids and stuff, but maybe Nono might be a more reputable source than the internet.
I agree. So, okay. so in regards to the question, I'd prefer to be in the cage with the tiger for 30 seconds than the two swans.
Than the two swans. Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Geese.
Fair. Geese, swans. Next question.
Your most unhinged memory of Jarch?
Me or Lou?
Well, it can be both, actually.
Most unhinged memory of Jarch.
Is it? Is in that?
Jarch is in the
it,
corner. Give me a hint. What is it?
Is he saying easy? Is in it? Is easy or go easy on me? I'll go easy on
me. He's saying, like, go easy on me. Well, I mean, there's plenty of ones that probably I can't say on the podcast. We'll leave those ones off. I mean, this one's on the podcast, so it doesn't make as much sense, but probably when Jarch said that we're all baked cum.
Yeah.
That was itch. That was. But you know what? It says a lot about society, the way that was embraced.
Oh, and I guess it's true.
It is true.
We were little baked muffin cums.
It's actually something that, if I can be honest, I reflect on regularly. 450 tickets at Time Zone.
People go up to Jarch and they go, are you the baked cum guy? I now get, are you the shit girl? Because of the story where I told about the guy flinging the shit around.
Yes.
So I'm like, great.
Great.
We got the baked cum guy and the shit girl.
Also the one that the penis fly trap I heard the other day.
Yeah.
When I was being told that story, I was like, this cannot be true.
So I read a comment underneath on your Instagram, and it was something like, I yearn for my life before I heard this story. And I was like, it is such a, like, oh my God, dudes never cease to amaze me. It's almost like,
I can imagine it perfectly. A whole room of blokes sitting around just like pissing.
Especially Jarchi and his mates as well. As he's amusing Evie Rose over there, hitting himself in the head with a hammer. Let's do one more question, then we'll wrap it up.
Oh, okay. One more question. Who would be the easiest to beat in a fight out of Tom, Eddie, or Jarch? And how would you go about it?
Yeah, I think Eddie. I think I'd just give him maybe an uppercut and then a kick to the balls. Or maybe you, actually. Okay. I take that back. I'm going Burma.
Ah, there you go.
I think I'd just go straight to the balls, then uppercut.
Straight to the balls. Well, listen, you would absolutely sink me if you kicked me in the balls.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about
that.
So
I mean, kick to the balls and then uppercut the chin.
And you reckon Eddie, what, doesn't have balls, or you just think he's a bit more like...
I just kind of probably imagine that...
He'd punch you probably.
Reflexes.
He'd hit you.
I'm not saying you're slow.
No, but Eddie would hit you in the mouth.
He'd go, oi, what are you saying about my curry joint and... What's it called? Dumbo. Boof.
Yeah, and then he'd sock you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Look, that is fair. He can be aggressive, Edward. Mm-hmm. He choked me out. There's a video going around of me and him getting into a fucking serious wrestle. Not serious wrestle, a friendly
Goanna
wrestle.
Goanna wrestling?
No. Can I say, I find Goanna wrestling a little bit... Like, I can take it or leave it, you know? I'm like,
you don't have to do it on a night out.
Goanna wrestling, I find a little bit hate going. I'm also like, I worry I'm going to like snap my neck or that of my opponent.
I'm surprised there hasn't been more injuries from it.
I'm sure there
can
has
Can you
been.
Google that? Do you, or has there ever been one?
Has anyone ever died Goanna wrestling?
Yeah.
Because
you could just yank your neck a bit, you know, you could literally. I probably won't do that movement again.
I don't know if there's been any deaths Goanna wrestling. There is essentially a semi-professional Goanna pulling championship.
Oh, yeah.
Goanna wrestling.
You should get into that, Jarch.
That's something I can get around.
Yeah. Is it in Australia?
Yeah, it's in Australia.
It's an Australian thing, isn't it?
Write that down.
I think so, yeah.
We're getting Jarch in it.
Yeah. After he gets knocked out in his boxing fight.
That he didn't let anyone get tickets to. Mm. He happened to forget to tell everyone that we needed to buy tickets.
Yeah.
No, you didn't, champion.
Buddy, you just have to just get him for, like, the people that are closest to you, your work people, isn't it?
Apparently they sold out in 12 hours. Mm. I reckon he just got his parents to buy them all.
Yeah. Wrecked.
We had one more question that came up a lot, and it was asking when you're going to post the Mick Fanning video, Lou.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not quite sure what you're talking about. Sorry, Tobin.
Oh, yeah.
The Mick Fanning video.
You know the surfer Mick Fanning? I believe you met him at an event.
I've got no clue.
For those of you that don't know,
that
again,
Toyota AFL event you were talking about earlier in the podcast?
Yeah, I think he was in the same room as me.
Lou and Millie like hit up Mick Fanning for a...
Don't. I can't.
For a TikTok video.
Can't speak about it.
And from reports, you've never seen someone... Mick Fanning, again, from all reports, like a very kind, sweet man, unless you're a shark. But... Lou and Millie hit him up to like do a TikTok with him, and he seemed very reluctant, but they pressed him, cornered him, and then he did it. He did the video?
He did the video.
Have you told the premise of the video, or is that all I've told? What was
like,
the premise again?
It makes me want to actually throw up. It was like, Millie was like, oh, we, you know, like this idea. Oh, and it was like, Sorry. When we're like in a conversation and then we pan to him and he's like the waiter. Like, you know, there's like classic gag.
Yeah. It sounds hilarious.
It was. Not.
Oh, terrific. So what does the future hold for Louisa Dalden? What are your hopes and dreams? Oh my God,
thank you so much. I like love to own a house like in the East. Yeah. And then like I'd love to like just drop hot girl laps all day.
Yeah.
And
pound rosé at fucking the Rojo.
Yeah, the Rojo at 11 p.m.
And you should buy the trips Rojo. Twice that should be your
goal. Oh my God, I was thinking about, I should honestly have shares in that place.
You should.
The amount of people who go there now from us talking about the Rojo.
Really?
We always get tagged in photos being like sinking like tequila sodas or whiskeys at the Rojo.
They're just hoping business. To see you there. Dude, did you say the other day, again, we have to go, but that like some chicks like saw that you tagged yourself at Toddy's and all just rocked up?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So it was like a group of like 19-year-old girls and they all like ran in with their face, like phones on FaceTime.
And they ran in?
Yeah, they were like, Lou.
And what the fuck did you do to that? Were you like,
Just was talking to them all on FaceTime.
They come to your table and shit, or were they?
I'd walked into the Royal by then. So we're in the, if they'd come to my table, it would be slightly odd.
What a fucking trip out, hey?
Yeah, it was wild. They were cuties though. Sweet angels.
There you go. Well, there it is, punters and dribblers, the one and only Louisa Dalden.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Thank you for coming on.
It's been such a sweet, sweet time.
First female.
I feel very blessed.
In the co-host chair. It shouldn't matter, but it's important.
I feel blessed that I'm the first.
Well, it's like
and
the first.
And hopefully not the last.
First, like, female president.
I am.
We had a chick on here before America elected a female president.
I'm the first female president of Hello Sport.
Correct.
I'll take that title.
Evie Rose doing her best to scream over everyone. I don't know if you're picking that up.
She's taking up to you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, ciao. See ya.
Bye, thanks for coming in, Del.
Love ya.
Could you two just not talk anymore?